Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And welcome, everyone. It is the fifth day of July, 2013, 1 p.m. Eastern here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And we are in tune to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val, which is a live show that is presented on the first Friday of every month here at this time. I'm thinking Thursday because yesterday was the 4th of July here in the United States, and Valerie and I were just talking off air about the 4th of July and all the great celebrations, all the wonderful celebrations that are happening here in the month of July. Val's got a great recipe for you, lots of wonderful information, and she'll tell you why we were talking about all the great, wonderful things that are happening here in the month of July as we bring on live the host of the show, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome, everybody. Happy 4th of July. It is July, my absolutely favorite month of the year because it's hot. You get to go outside. You get to go swimming, bike riding, hiking. We get to celebrate the 4th of July, and we get to celebrate my birthday. So I'm very excited about my show today. I will be sharing with you my favorite dessert that I like to have on my birthday, blueberry pie. And I'm also going to be talking about passion and how important it is in your health and actually how food ties into passion. I'm Valerie Wilson, also known as Macro Val. I'm a chef, a teacher, author, and a counselor. My specialty is whole, vegan, macrobiotic foods. I have been in the food industry for over 24 years. I have been living a vegan macrobiotic lifestyle for 18 years. My passion is teaching people about healthy foods, cooking healthy foods, sharing my delicious healthy foods with people. I really want to inspire you to start making a difference in your life, start making healthy food choices so that you have more energy and can live a pain-free life and be excited and happy about feeling good every day. I've been teaching classes for over 16 years, and I meet a lot of people, and through my consultation, I also meet a lot of people, and everybody seems to want to be healthier, they want to feel better, and so my goal is to set you on the right path, head you in that direction, so that we can all live just a healthier lifestyle. The truth is observable. And when you start changing your eating habits, you will observe how wonderful you can truly feel. So my show today is going to be all about passion and blueberry pie. And if anytime you'd like to talk to me, ask some questions, I would love to hear from you. The last segment of the show, you can call in and talk to me directly at 646-378-0378. You can also talk to me directly over the phone if you want to set up a consultation or you just have a question, you want to sign up for some cooking classes, and my home phone number is 734-722-4553. You can also go to my website, www.macroval.com. My website is a very informative website. I have a lot of wonderful information on there about the energy of the food, how the energy affects your body. I have an archive of past recipes of the month, so there's quite a few recipes on there. I have cooking tips. I also have on my calendar of events all my upcoming cooking classes and all my special appearances and events. And I also have the way that you can sign up for the classes. You can actually pay over my website so I can take a charge card. You can also sign up and pay for a consultation with me. Now, I do one-on-one lifestyle consultations. I deal with the food that you're eating, and I deal with the energy of the food. So I go beyond just this food has vitamin C or this food has protein. I tell you about the energy of the food. For instance, certain foods feed and nurture your heart and your brain, which we're going to be talking about a little later in the show. And so I can help you in that aspect. when you have a consultation with me, a lot of wonderful information. I make suggestions what you should eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'm not going to tell you to throw a bunch of food in a blender, blend it up, and drink it. I'm going to actually tell you about food and chewing your food and eating your food, the way our ancestors all evolved, actually sitting down and eating food, the way the human body is supposed to ingest food. And we can do that consultation over the phone. So even if you're not here in the beautiful state of Michigan, we can set something up and we can do it over the phone. And so that would be a wonderful first step to get you on your path of eating healthy. Through my website, you can also purchase my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. And I am currently working on getting my second cookbook published. And we are expecting that cookbook to be released in the fall. So that's exciting news coming to you. I would like to take the moment here to thank Body, Mind, Spirit Radio for this wonderful opportunity to come to you right now on my show. I'd like to thank Penny, the creator of all this, and thank Annette, my beautiful producer, who does all the hard work to make this show possible. All right, so I got a big announcement. I have created my own Facebook account. So you can go to MacroVal, Valerie Wilson, and when you type in MacroVal, I am the only person that comes up, and I have a new Facebook account. I have been posting pictures of my food, so there's mouth-watering pictures of things that I've been making, like my sweet potato salad, my tempeh burgers, millet sweet potato burgers. I also post pictures of my events. There's some pictures up there from the Westland Farmers Market that I do weekly here in Westland. And so there I have pictures of my desserts. So that's really going to get your appetite going. I got my protein bars, and I have my apricot oatmeal cookies. I have a new cookie called Energy Cookie, and it gives you energy because it's full of protein and complex carbohydrates, and it's got carob chips in it. That one's really good. Peanut butter and jelly cookies. Also on my Facebook, I announce my upcoming cooking classes, my events. And so go to MacroVal and you sign up to become my friend, and then you'll receive all my posts. And being that I incorporate so much more in my particular type of teaching you to become healthy, I've got all the recipes and all the food, but I also take into component the spiritual side, or what I like to call the whole side. Because health is about everything in your life. Food is the foundation. It's what you stand on. It's what grounds you. You got to have a good diet to begin with, but you have so much more. You have your spiritual side, your emotional side. You've got to have all that going for you to create optimal health in your life. And so on my Facebook, I do post other things, such as my own original spiritual poetry. And so go and check that out. I would love to hear from you. So as I mentioned earlier, this month is my birthday month. So my birthday is actually on the 11th. So I always get excited for this month because it's my favorite month of the year, because I love summertime and going outside. And so because it's my birthday, you need to indulge me here for a moment. So I'm going to talk about one of my other passions in life, because we're also going to be talking about passion and how that plays a part in having an overall healthy lifestyle. One of my passions is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I absolutely love it up there. I mean, I'm like crazy, crazy, you know, passionate about the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. If you've never been there, you have to go. We live in this amazing state that you can drive 13 hours and still be in the same state. You can drive and go to one of the Great Lakes, which is almost kind of like being at the ocean. So you got major bodies of water you can go to. You can drive to sand dunes, so you can go and, you know, enjoy the sand. You can go to old growth forests where the trees are super big. And you go up north to the UP, you can go and see waterfalls. It's Quamina Falls. You can go and see mountains at the Porcupine Mountains. you can, you know, there's so much to do just in the state of Michigan, but my passion is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And just let me tell you briefly my little story here. I have been going there since I was born. Yes, since I was born. My grandparents bought a farm up in the Upper Peninsula in a little town called Kearney, which is about an hour outside of Escanaba. And so they had originally 1,000 acres of just woods and forest, and they had an old farmhouse that was 115 years old. And so growing up as a kid, every year, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and even a week-long vacation, that's where our family went. That's also where my uncle and aunt and all my cousins went. It was just a family, you know, place. We would all go up there. My grandparents were there throughout the years. They had horses. They tried to raise cows up there. It was so much fun. And we had that place for, oh, a little over 35 years. And unfortunately, my grandmother did sell the property. But that didn't stop me from going to the UP because it's so beautiful up there. Then I started camping up there, and I have literally camped throughout the whole Upper Peninsula. I've gone all the way from the west side to the east side. I mean, there's Waters Meet, which is a really excellent place, and, you know, just a little bit on the other side of the border of Wisconsin. It's very lush and green and beautiful over there. And then, of course, the Porcupine Mountains. Oh, you've got to go see the Porcupine Mountains. They are not as big as the Smokies or the Rockies, but they are still breathtakingly beautiful, and the scenery up there is gorgeous. And then you're by Lake Superior, and there's nothing more beautiful than seeing Lake Superior and hearing the waves crash and the blue, blue color of the ocean, or excuse me, the Great Lakes. See, and because it's almost like being at the ocean, except you don't have the salt water, but being at the Great Lakes, you got the beautiful rocks as far as the eye can see, or sometimes you hit a sandy beach. I've also been in a park called the Huron Mountains, which is actually one of my favorite, most beautiful places in the UP. It's by Michigamme, and that's where the moose are. And if you go drive around in the woods back there, you'll see moose. I've seen moose about a half a dozen times. So absolutely exciting. And that area right there are mountains and just beautiful trees as far as the eye can see, little lakes all over the place. It's gorgeous. And then there's Tequamina Falls, which you got to go see Tequamina Falls. And don't just stop at the visitors area and just go and look at the falls. Walk down the trails. Walk down the trails. There's old growth forests there. There's wildflowers as far as the eye can see. There's, you know, wild blueberries growing up there, which I'm going to talk about later. And then, of course, there's all the other places up in the UP. And again, I could talk forever about the place, but I wanted to let you know that besides writing for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide once a month, which is a local free magazine that I put my recipes in here in the metropolitan area, I have been writing for a magazine in the UP called Health and Happiness. And this is a magazine I've been writing for over 10 years. And it's distributed throughout the whole UP. So when you go visit the UP, because I know you're going to go, stop at the visitor center. There's quite a few little visitor centers throughout the UP as you're driving around. This Health and Happiness magazine is available there. It comes out bi-monthly, so every 2 months. And there's some really cool healthy places in the UP, too, in Marquette. There's the Marquette Food Co-op. It's like a little health food store. They sell everything. They have great stuff. They have sea vegetables, tofu. They have tamales, they have all the whole grains, they have organic produce. There's also a really nice food co-op up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. I've been there, another really great store. In Marquette, they have a restaurant called Coco's Restaurant, which serves gluten-free foods and vegetarian foods. I've been there. So, again, I highly encourage you to go out this summer and take a trip to the UP, check out this magazine that I write for, and this is one of my passions. And so I wanted to let you know the submission that I made for the magazine this month. I included one of my original poems, and I'd like to read that to you right now. It's called Mother Earth Masterpiece. Have you heard the sound of the wind through the trees, or the sound of the flames crackling on the bonfire? Have you seen the beauty of the majestic pines or the slender birches? Have you felt the power of nature or seen her show her love? Have you touched the stillness of the full moon at night or the eternal vastness of the stars? Have you fallen asleep in the darkness of the woods and awoken to smell the smell of dew? Have you experienced the UP where Mother Nature created her masterpiece? And that's kind of how I feel about the UP. And so this is one of my passions. And passion is an emotion. It's very, very important to create overall health inside of your body. Emotions are how we deal with life. Emotions need to be expressed. They're very, very important. And unfortunately, as kids, sometimes we're taught to suppress our emotions. When we suppress our emotions, they get locked inside of our internal organs. And that's when disease starts to happen. All of your internal organs work together. And your internal organs are fed by the food that you eat. And these internal organs also correlate with certain emotions. This is according to the five transformations of energy, which I've talked about before, and Oriental Chinese medicine also incorporates emotions and the different organs in your body and how they affect them. So we're talking about passion. Passion is when you just feel really strongly about something. You get very, very excited about it. It brings you immense joy, and you love to do it. That's passion. And I really think that people have to have passion in your life. If you do not have this passion in your life, I really think you have a deep-seated emotional pain that's blocking the flow of chi or energy in your body. And so this is something that needs to be addressed in your overall health so that you can create a healthy, whole being, which is what we want to create in our lives so we're healthy. And again, these are things that I help you with when you have a consultation with me. So this emotion, passion, is locked inside of the organs in your body that are associated with the summertime, which is what's going on right now. And these are the two most active organs in your body. This would be your heart and your brain. So your heart and your brain kind of control your passion and what's going on in your life. So when you have immense passion for something, you feel it in your heart. And when you think about it in your brain, it makes you happy. This is the feeling of passion. Well, I see it's almost time for a break. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the heart and the brain and some foods that feed and nurture it and about passion. And before we go on break, let me tell you about some upcoming cooking classes I got going. So these cooking classes that I'm about to tell you about are classes that are held here in my home, and I'm in Westland. These classes are a hands-on experience. Everybody helps participate, make the food, and you help, you know, chop the vegetables. And then after we're done, you sit down, and you actually get to eat the food we've created. So you get a meal. These classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock in the evening, and they are $40 for the class. On Wednesday, July 10th, I'm doing healthy grilling for the summertime. So summertime is a great time to get outside, and I like cooking food over an open fire, but you can also grill. I'm making grilled marinated tempeh served over a leaf lettuce salad, grilled yams and vegetables in a basil paprika marinade, and grilled pears with a fig sauce. On Wednesday, July 17th, I have a class. It's all new recipes that I actually had scheduled on last June, but I had to reschedule it till now, so it's July 17th. It's leaf lettuce salads as a whole meal. So I don't just create a leaf lettuce salad that's just vegetables. I have your protein, your complex carbohydrate, you know, nuts and seeds. You sit down, each one of these is a whole meal. I'm making a chickpea sweet potato salad with ranch dressing, fried tempeh salad with sesame thyme dressing, and a tofu and zucchini salad with ume dressing. Now, if this is the first time that you've ever come to a cooking class, you've never come before and you want to come, and you're listening to the radio show right now, I will offer you $5 off any class you want to come to in the month of July. All you have to do is call me, 734-722-4553, or go to my website, macroval.com, and sign up for a class. All right, let's take a quick break now.
This is Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and we are live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val on the 5th day of July, 2013. The show is heard live from 1 until 2 p.m. on the first Friday of every month, so you want to make sure that you catch us then, but you can also pick us up in archive, and that would be at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. We're so happy to have you go there, not only to hear about the shows, but also to sign up for the fan page that Val has there. On the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see what looks like, I say they look like return address labels because they're rectangular and they're white, and they've got an icon or a picture on the left-hand side. That's on the left-hand side of the homepage. Scroll down, you will see Healthy Cooking with Macro Val with Val's picture on it. And when you click on that, it takes you to the fan page. And there you can catch up on all of the news that Val has since the beginning of her programs here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, as well as leave information, questions, you know, comments, start discussions. What's your favorite recipe? We're going to be talking about blueberries today in the program. What do you like to do with blueberries? Let her know there. You can also go to Facebook. I didn't know that. I was smiling so broadly when Macro Val announced that Macro Val is now on Facebook. I know I will be heading there as soon as the show is over to become one of the members on that page. There's another place to contact Val. Leave information. Post your pictures of the Upper Peninsula. Keweenaw Mountain Lodge would be a great picture to post. I love that place. This is an amazing opportunity for you to become even closer to Macro Val. And again, and I was just there a little bit ago, macroval.com, www.macroval.com. Lots of great information, pictures, archived article information, and of course, you can find all of the information about the idea of blueberries, what she's posted, what she's going to do with the blueberries, making the pie. That recipe is there. The information is there. And if you happen to be out and about in the great state of Michigan, the fair city of Westland and surrounding areas, pick up a copy of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide because you'll find the information about blueberries and blueberry pie there as well. Well, we rejoin the show live. We are continuing on here on the 5th day of July with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Hey, Val. Healthy Cooking with Macro Val is live from 1 until 2 p.m. Eastern here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. If you would like to talk with us, go ahead and call 646-378-0378. Remember to press 1 on your phone keypad. And sometimes I know that it happens to a lot of people. They accidentally hit the mute button on their phone. You might want to double-check that and click on it and make sure that we're picking you up live. Those phone calls can be taken again at 646-378-0378. And we also welcome your questions and comments at www.macroval.com, as well as your questions and comments on MacroVal's Facebook page. That is brand new. We do appreciate it. And if you'd like to talk to Val direct, you can always give her a call, 734-722-4553, and we will definitely look forward to all the wonderful energy that you bring to the party for Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. And we'll return with your show in just a moment. Happy Cooking with Mac Rovell, live at Body Mind Spirit Radio.
Hello. Yeah, welcome back. This is Mac Rovell. Sorry about the technical difficulties. So, yeah, I'm back here live, and let me tell you about another one of my passions, and that is cooking desserts. So my dessert, you can purchase my desserts at the Westland Farmers Market. The Westland Farmers Market happens every Thursday here in Westland from 3 until 7 in the afternoon. It's located right off of Ford Road in between Wayne and Newburgh Road in the parking lot of the City Hall and the Police Department. I go there and I sell lots of different cookies. I have my apricot breakfast cookie. I have a chocolate chip cookie. I have the energy cookie I told you about earlier. I have the childhood oatmeal molasses cookies. And I also sell my caramel corn. I have pieces of pie there. And I also have sugar-free jam. I also have sugar-free jam. And you can go there between 3 and 7 and purchase some of my desserts. That would be absolutely wonderful. I would love to see you there. So before we went on break, we were talking about passion and how it affects your health. And in traditional cultures, when somebody is sick, you go and see the shaman. And the shaman is the traditional healer of the tribe or the culture. And when you go see the shaman, they usually start by asking you a series of questions. And these questions are, when did you stop singing? When did you stop dancing? When did you stop listening to, or when did you stop being enchanted by stories? And when did you stop enjoying the sweet sound of silence? These questions are all important questions, questions that have to do with you and what's going on inside you, your spiritual side, what's, you know, your joy side, your passion side. Because I really feel that music is a way that your soul expresses itself. And that is another form of passion. And it doesn't matter what kind of music it is. We all have some type of music we like. And it's just an outward expression of expressing yourself, which is a way of expressing your joy and your passion. And so when you stop expressing your joy and your passion is when you stop singing, it's when you stop dancing. And then when you feel hopeless and disheartened, that's when you're not enchanted by stories anymore. And then, of course, when you stop enjoying the sweet sound of silence, that's when you're disconnected from spirit, basically. And if you want to enjoy the sweet sound of silence, you want to go to the UP, where it's silent. So foods that meet, feed and nurture your heart and your brain are all the foods we talk about in the summertime. Your signature grain is quinoa and amaranth, very quick cooking, light grains. Other foods that feed and nurture these organs are foods that are bitter to the taste. So this would be all of your leaf lettuces, your dark leaf lettuces that we eat more in the summertime. This would be kale, because that's your bitter flavor there. Some other things would be cucumbers because of their high water content, celery because of its high water content. All these things are summertime food that feed and nurture your brain and your heart. Another signature summertime food, blueberries, my all-time favorite of the berries, blueberries. They're sweet, they're decadent, they're delicious. And again, you have to indulge me, but I don't think you've ever really had a blueberry unless you go up to the UP and you pick them in the wild. Imagine you're driving down the dirt road and the dirt's flying behind you, but you're thoroughly enjoying it. And all of a sudden you see, and it usually grows in sand, but you see as far as the eye can see over on the side of the road, these short little plants, and you can see little speckles of blue everywhere. So you pull your truck over and you get your Ziploc bags out and you go out there and you just start picking these blueberries that are as far as the eye can see. Now, they're much they're much smaller than the traditional ones you're going to buy at the store, but you put one in your mouth and it explodes with this delicate sweetness that just makes you go, yum. There is absolutely nothing like wild blueberries and picking them, eating them fresh, and then making something out of them. I, 1 year, picked enough wild blueberries to make a blueberry pie. The best blueberry pie in my whole life, period. I still dream about it. It was so absolutely delicious. And not only being delicious, blueberries are also very, very healthy for you. They're full of antioxidants. You know, their dark blue color gives you the antioxidant properties. And antioxidants, what exactly does that mean? Antioxidants, real simple, easy terms, means that they help fight off diseases in your body. That's basically what they do. So it's very important. They are abundant in vitamin C. They contain manganese and vitamin A. They are medicinal for your blood and your liver. And they contain a bacteria-fighting capability. So they're useful in treating urinary tract infection. That's the wonderful blueberry. So here's what you're going to need for our delicious blueberry pie. You are going to need 3 cups of whole grain flour. Now, you can choose whatever your favorite whole grain flour is. I like using spelt. And let me tell you something here. It's very important. There's like 3 things that are very, very important when you create a pie and you're using all natural, 100% organic whole ingredients. This is completely different than using white flour. And you don't want to use white flour because that's just no good for you. No nutritional value, and it acts like glue in your intestines, and it just sits there. So I like spelt. I mean, spelt is a light flour. It's not as heavy as whole wheat flour, and some people have problem with whole wheat. Spelt is actually in the wheat family, but it's an ancient form of wheat that has not been hybrid as much as traditional wheat has. So some people who have wheat allergies, they can handle the spelt flour. Other flours that I use, I like whole grain barley flour. I like whole grain oat flour. All those flours work really good in a pie crust. Now, you can use whole grain brown rice flour, but I find brown rice flour to be gritty. It's okay, but I find the consistency to be gritty. So those are things you want to take into consideration when you make the pie crust. So, yeah, the pie crust, we need 3 cups of this whole grain flour, 1/2 cup of olive oil, 1/2 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1 pinch of sea salt. For the filling, we're going to need 5 cups of blueberries, 1/2 cup of brown rice syrup. Now, brown rice syrup is what we are using instead of sugar. White refined sugar has no nutritional value. It is one of the worst foods on the planet. You really need to eliminate it from your diet. Wreaks havoc with all the organs in your body, reacts in the same neural receptors in your brain as cocaine. That's how addictive it is. So we use brown rice syrup instead, the healthiest sweetener there is. Brown rice syrup does not spike your blood sugar level. It's 100% natural. There's no additives, no preservatives. I use organic brown rice syrup also. You're going to need 1/4 cup of water, 5 tablespoons of arrowroot, and 1 pinch of sea salt. So when you create the pie, I have the filling. I have found through years of creating pies, here's the best way to create a filling when you're not using the traditional ingredients, you're using all these healthy, good ingredients. Put the filling ingredients in a saucepan. So we have the blueberries, the brown rice syrup, the water, the arrowroot, and the pinch of sea salt. We put it in a pan, and you put it on a low temperature with a lid on it, and you slowly heat it. What happens is the natural juices from the blueberries start to come out. They mix with the arrowroot, and arrowroot is the thickening agent that will eventually thicken the pie. And arrowroot is medicinal for you in that it helps soothe your intestines. And as the filling slowly heats up, you want to stir it occasionally, not constantly, but stirring it occasionally, you will notice that the filling starts to get thick. As soon as it starts to thicken up, turn the heat off, and the filling's ready to go. Now, the crust. The crust is very important that it's cold before you roll it out. So you can achieve that, hopefully, if you have enough time. After we make the crust, you'll be able to put it in the refrigerator. If you don't, then have your ingredients be cold. Have the flour and the water and the olive oil. Well, you can't have the olive oil cold because it would become solid. So just the water and the flour. But to make the crust, you're going to mix together the olive oil, the water, the cinnamon, and the sea salt. Then you're going to mix the flour into the dough until you get a firm dough that holds together without crumbling apart. This is the tricky part about making whole grain crust. There's a fine line between it being too dry and just perfect, because you want it to hold together, but you don't want it to fall apart. Pie crusts are pretty forgiving, completely different than if you're making a cake. Cakes are pretty delicate, and once you add the flour and the water, you really don't want to be messing with it because you'll mess up with the rising process of a cake. But a crust is different. So if you need to add a little more flour, make it, you know, not so wet, or maybe a little more water to make it not so dry, the crust will forgive you. It's not that bad. You want the crust to, like, hold together. So squeeze some of it in your hand, and it should come together and hold together. But it shouldn't be so wet that when you remove your hand, it's sticking to your hand. That's a good pie crust. Then we want to divide the pie crust in half because you have a top layer and a bottom layer. I wrap the pie crust in plastic wrap and then put it in the refrigerator. Hopefully you have maybe like a half hour to let it sit in the refrigerator. And then you take it out, and I actually use the plastic wrap that it's wrapped in. I unwrap it, lay it on the counter, and then I take another piece of plastic wrap and lay it on top of the pie crust, and then I roll the pie crust out in between two pieces of plastic wrap. I like the plastic wrap because it doesn't stick to the dough. So as you're rolling out the pie crust, you can see if it's becoming a circle. If it's not becoming a circle, if it's becoming this weird square or rectangle shape, you can peel up the plastic and kind of move the pie crust with your hand and form it more into a circle. Put the plastic wrap back down, and then continue to roll the pie crust out to try and create your round pie crust for you. So using the plastic wrap is a great tip. And then also, you want to take your pie shell and oil it so the pie doesn't stick. It's easy to pick the pie crust up on the plastic wrap and put it into the pie shell. It's an easy way to do it because it's attached to the plastic wrap. So then you have the bottom pie crust all rolled out. It's about time for another break. So when we come back, we're going to finish the pie. And before we go on break, let me tell you about another cooking class I have on Wednesday, July 24th, Heart Healthy Whole Grain Salads. So these are all recipes that we were talking about are going to feed and nurture your heart, and they're going to help you create passion in your life. How wonderful. I will be making spicy brown rice and tempeh salad with a paprika dressing, millet tofu dill pickle relish salad, and a quinoa corn almond raisin salad. And again, these classes are here in my home in Westland from 6:30 until 9 p.m. The classes that normally are $40, and that includes the recipe and the food. After the class is over with, we sit down and you get to eat a meal. If you are listening to me on the radio and you've never come to a class before, I have a first-time student offer here for you. Either go to my website, macroval.com, or call me directly, 734-722-4553, and you will get $5 off. I will give you $5 off, so you can come to a class for $35. That is a tremendous deal. You can also go to my website and sign up for the class using a charge card. So that's another option for you. All right, so we're going to go on a break and come back and finish our pie.
All right, thank you. We're listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val here live at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on the 5th of July, 2013. And if you'd like to ask Val a question or make a comment, that number is 646-378-0378. And for those that have already called in, raise your hand, press the number 1 on your phone keypad. And when we take those calls in just a couple of minutes, we will bring you on live to talk with Macro Val about Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Hey, Val, you got a pie to finish. Back to you.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Annette?
You're all set.
Oh, okay.
You're all set.
Just wanted to make sure. Okay, so now we're going to finish my pie. Let's see. So we just created the crust, and we rolled out the bottom crust. Excellent. So I told you about how to make the filling. You put it in the pot, and you slowly heated it up, and it started to thicken for you. So now we pour the filling over the bottom pie crust, and then we proceed to roll out the top pie crust the same way. And when you put the top pie crust over the top of the pie, you do need to poke some holes in the top crust. This enables moisture to escape so your pie crust doesn't end up exploding and cracking. And then you put it in a 350-degree oven for 45 minutes. And the smell that permeates your house is going to make your mouth water. I mean, it is just going to smell so absolutely delicious from the pastry cooking, and then the sweet fruit in there, and the cinnamon, also a little bit of cinnamon. But when it comes out of the oven, you do have to let it completely cool before you can cut into it. If you cut into a hot pie, it's just going to ooze all over the plate, and it's going to be liquid, right? So make the pie hours before you plan on enjoying it and let it get to room temperature, and then you can cut it. And you cut it and you put it on your plate, and when you take a bite, your feet go happy. Have you ever eaten something and your feet just start to wiggle? That's what happens when you eat the blueberry pie. You get feet happy because the sweetness that goes into your mouth from these delicious plump blueberries, and then the pastry being flaky and delicate, and it just melts in your mouth, and it'll just put a smile on your face. This is one of my favorite desserts to fix for my birthday, blueberry pie, and I just can't think of a better way. And even to celebrate the 4th of July, now you have this recipe. I know the 4th was yesterday, but we still have the whole weekend to celebrate. You could go out and buy the ingredients and make this pie for your 4th of July celebration. That would be absolutely wonderful. All right, so now I'm going to bring my beautiful producer, Annette, on, and we'll hopefully answer some questions from the audience. So hi, Annette.
Hey, Val, and happy birthday, by the way. I realize it's coming up on July 11th, but get a jump on it right now so we can celebrate and continue to celebrate all over the place with wishing you a happy birthday. And thank you for the wonderful pie recipe. What a yummy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody should go out and make this. I really do.
I don't blame them. And thank you for the commercial for the Upper Peninsula. You know, a lot of my friends, just recently, this is even so serendipitous, we were talking about what you'd like to do. You know, got a bucket list, things you'd like to do before you die. Honest to goodness, the majority of them said they wanted to visit the UP. And these were not people from the state of Michigan. These are people from other states, but even people from the state of Michigan. There are actually people here in the great state of Michigan who have never been to the Upper Peninsula. And I just sit there and think, how can you not do that?
Yeah,
it's right
you
there.
Have to. You know? You have to. I mean, I was talking all about passion, but not only that, but to create overall health in your body, you got to have the healthy food, obviously. You know, you have to have the emotional support. And you have to have, in this day and age of techno everything, you have to have a quiet side, and you have to get away from the hustle and bustle of living in the city. And the best way to do that is to go drive north. But I'm one of those people who says you aren't truly north in the state of Michigan. You're not going up north until you pass the bridge. When you get to the UP, there's far less traffic. There's far less people. You don't have, you know, you get rid of the stress, and stress is a killer. So this is like your anti-stress, you know, thing that you do for yourself, because there's just trees as far as the eye can see. Even the air, just go out and just take a couple deep breaths when you're up there. You fill your lungs with clean, fresh air, and you start to feel better. And it is so quiet up there. It is so quiet. It is like I was talking about earlier, enjoying the sounds of silence. That's what it's like. And this feeds and nurtures your soul and your emotions to really help you create health in your body. I think it's very, very important. I really do.
And it's dark up there. I know when we were in Keweenaw years ago in Copper Harbor, and we looked outside. We were in a little cabin at the Keweenaw Mountain Lodge, and I looked outside and I went, I can't see anything. And it was because it was what I call bear dark. Like if you're inside of a bear, that dark. And there are bears up there, but the bears are cool. Yeah. It's bear dark up there.
When my mom and my family used to go up to my grandma's place, she said that in the middle of the night, you could put your hand in front of the face and you couldn't see your hand. It was that dark.
Yeah. And very, very, very true.
And I think that's another component that's missing in our now lives that our ancient ancestors have. I think that darkness is important because it kind of signals, you know, your body to go to sleep. And again, it's almost like peaceful, where light is chaotic and you got to have peace in your life. And again, living in the city, it's never dark. That's one of my pet peeves. And, you know, I'm just a person because I go to the UP. I love the dark. But in the middle of the night, I don't understand why we have to have all these lights on in the city. I mean, I understand a few here and there to help with crime. Got it. But it seems like it's just like lit up all the time. And I think your body needs to experience that darkness because, again, it's peace and calm, which I think in our hectic, stressful life, and that we're always living, push, 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 have to get this done, have to get this done, have to get to the job, have to take care of the kids, and, oh, I got 12 TV shows, you know, recorded, I have to watch all of them. That's hectic, you know. So you need to take a time for yourself to become peaceful and calm. And I think that's where going to nature, going to experience the complete darkness, I think that really, really is beneficial to everybody's health. I really do.
It would make a lot of sense, and we are so glad that you remind us of that because, it isn't just about putting away the sugar or pulling back from this particular type of food that you might find you have a sensitivity to. It's embracing and embodying all the things that our bodies, our cells, our brain, our psyche need to have a healthy life. And you've inspired a caller we have live on the line with us, Iris, who's calling in from Oregon. Iris, hi, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hi, Iris.
Hi. Oh, my God, I'm fingering my cunt. I have four fingers up.
All right, well, she was obviously experiencing the dark side. And we're awfully darn glad that you have given us the opportunity to be reminded, Val, of all the fantastic, fantastic things that the Upper Peninsula brings us. But, you know, it's kind of funny. For those who maybe can't get into that locale, maybe they don't have a car, they literally don't have any vacation time coming up this year, is there a way that they can work with you in regards to figuring out how to bring some of that peace and calm in? I mean, I know you talked about foods that work with our brains and work with our hearts and work with all of the different energies within us, but is there something else? I mean, is this something you do through counseling as you help us find out how to achieve these things if we maybe cannot get away and just pick up on them naturally?
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, it's something that I do incorporate in my counseling. You know, again, the counseling is food suggestions, and I really help you with your diet. But in all my counseling sessions, I also go into what I call the spiritual side, which is, again, as we were talking about, getting calm and peaceful. And I do realize that everybody's different, and everybody has a different course that they take. But I do recommend meditation. I mean, that I think is the best, really. But meditation doesn't have to be, you know, oh, I'm going to sit here for a half hour and meditate, because some people do that. I do that, but some people can't. I tell people, It could be 5 minutes. But what I say is, you know, go out into nature, even if it's your backyard. Just walk out into nature, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and really, really smell. You can smell the grass. You can smell the outdoors, the nature. And just close your eyes and just be calm and peaceful. You don't have to think, you know, oh, I have to meditate for a half hour and then force yourself, because when you're first getting started, sometimes you can't do that. So just 5 minutes, you know, just some deep breathing exercises is a wonderful way to go. Now, you can also try something like yoga. I thoroughly enjoy yoga. There's some really simple yoga poses. Again, you know, you could do a 20-minute, 30-minute, you know, yoga, or you could just do it for 5 minutes. I mean, there's the sun salutation, or just the deep breathing, which is just one basic flowing motion, and that would be something simple. And again, that gets you out of your crazy, chaotic life for just a few minutes and gets you into the spot of rest and relaxation and, you know, puts you in that place. If you are into meditation, which I think is fantastic and everything, you could go on a guided meditation. You could do a self-guided meditation where, you know, you close your eyes and you start to deep breathe. And in your mind's eye, you take yourself to a place of nature. Let's say you've been to the UP before and you remember Taquamina Falls. You could, in your mind's eye, take yourself there. Now, if you've never been to the UP, you could still use your imagination and just imagine a beautiful, beautiful forest with big, beautiful, luscious trees that are giving off all kinds of oxygen and beautiful wildflowers in front of you, because that's basically what the UP looks like. And you could go on a meditation in your mind's eye and go there and smell the fragrances, feel the energy, and just let your body absorb that calming, peaceful energy from nature. And that helps to heal your organs. It helps to heal. And in fact, I remember watching Dr. Oz's show. I mean, there was a scientist on there who, I've known this for years, and hopefully a lot of people have. Obviously, meditation is going to help heal you. But they have been able to scientifically prove that I think it's one of your glands in your system. They studied it, and through meditation, it showed that the gland got calmed down inside of your body. So it was actually making a difference to help relieve stress when you do these meditative practices. So definitely, even if, you know, you can't go there physically, you can go there mentally, definitely.
And I think that's a wonderful thing for people to remember. And I loved it when you said, if you haven't been to the UP, you could just imagine. And then you said, because that's what it looks like anyway. You know, the funny thing is, three of us can be standing in the same place, not on the same spot, obviously, because your feet are where my feet are and her feet are where her feet are and so forth. But we could all be looking at the exact same thing, a grove of trees, but we'll all see something differently. We'll all see something unique to what our perception can realize. So if I envision the UP to be water, and Val envisions the UP to be trees, and someone else envisions the Upper Peninsula to be mountains, we're all right. It just depends on where we are, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it is an amazing journey that we take our minds through. The other thing I thought was interesting was that meditation's been proved to help us with our digestion. You know, a lot of the times people are eating, they're in front of the TV, they've got 42 people talking, they've got all these distractions and things going on, and they're not paying attention to what they eat. Could you address that? I mean, how important is it to be, like, in the moment with your food? What does that do to our insides when we're not?
Conscious eating instead of unconscious eating. What happens is when you sit down with the intention of thoroughly enjoying your meal, giving gratitude for the meal that's before you, you create a peaceful environment inside of your body. And disease resides in a chaotic environment. So when you create a peaceful environment inside of your body, you open up your digestive tract so that your body takes the food in and can digest it more easily. if you have a chaotic situation inside of there, which is if the television is going or you're texting or, you know, you got people yelling and screaming in the background, it's a chaotic environment. When what happens is your organs actually tighten up. And when you have your digestive tract being tightened up, you can kind of, you know, mentally in your mind see that you wouldn't be able to properly digest the food. So it's very important to have a peaceful environment. And again, I think our ancestors inherently knew this. I mean, they would, you know, come together, you know, and have festivals just revolving around food and how important food was. And they would get together and they would literally eat for hours because they took their time, they thoroughly enjoyed it, you know, they chewed their food thoroughly instead of, you know, us nowadays. I think food is so readily, easily available. You just go to the store or go to the convenience store or go to some restaurant. I think we need to take a step back and realize how important food is, that it's essential for our well-being and our health, but it also came from somewhere. Even though it only took you 2 seconds to run up to the store and buy something, there was a manufacturer who made that food. It took time. It took effort, which is why I say when you sit down, to be grateful for the food, for the process of which it took to make the food. And again, our ancestors knew that because that's what the majority of their time was just based around, was making the food to consume. And again, I think this creates a peaceful environment inside of you, which creates calming, peaceful organs inside of you instead of tightened, chaotic energy, which would create you disruptive digestive problems. You're not properly digesting your food. It makes a huge difference in your overall health, definitely.
Absolutely, and I know that everybody who's listening would like more information. And I would suggest that they visit your website, www.macroval.com. Lots of great information there. You can contact Val directly by calling 734-722-4553. That is at Westland, Michigan, where it's also the number that you would call to schedule classes. If you wanted to do that over the phone, you'd have consultations with Val. You can ask questions, and you're on Facebook. I just think that is so cool. I realize that we're sitting here talking about unplugging, but I'm really convinced that Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube are the ways that most people are keeping in touch right now if they're doing it through the Internet. So welcome to Facebook, Macro Val. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And parting words, what would you like to leave us with on this beautiful July day of 2013?
Yeah, let me just throw in there really quick. On my Facebook page, if you go and look at my post, I did post pictures of me cooking a sweet potato, and I call it the best way to cook a sweet potato, and I have pictures, and I show you how to do it, and it's to take the sweet potato and put it in a fire and cook it. Oh, my God, it is so absolutely delicious. So there's another reason to go visit my Facebook page. You'll see the little demonstration I did, show you how to do that.
Cool.
Yes. So, yeah, please, please, please come to a class. I'm offering you $5 off if you're listening to the radio show right now. The class is on Wednesday, July 10th, Healthy Grilling for the Summer. Wednesday, July 17th, Leaf Lettuce Salads as a Whole Meal. Wednesday, July 24th, Heart Healthy Whole Grain Salad. The classes are hands-on. Everybody helps participate. They're a lot of fun. The food is delicious. I have a free one-hour cooking class coming up also on Saturday, July 13th at the Better Health Store in Novi, and that's from noon until 1 p.m. Again, you can get all this information on my website, macroval.com, and I will also be posting the classes on my Facebook. And the farmer's market, don't forget to come see me at the farmer's market Thursday from 3 until 7, you can purchase my delicious desserts here in Westland off of Ford Road at the parking lot of the City Hall and the police station. So remember that variety is the spice of life, so please make it simple and varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Feeling is the language of the soul. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.